Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
The Business Bunch.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this January the 11th of February. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Andrews. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Well, apart from coming in my flippers this morning, rather marshy, I'm very well.
Right.
I have got, I've just come off the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, which is 11 to 12 live every Tuesday. And I have a little sugar rush, listener, if you're listening. I shall be passing around the chocolates.
You've been eating chocolate all morning.
Yeah.
And you've been drinking nip from the hip.
Yeah. I've had all sorts of vodka.
Vodka liqueur.
Yeah. And I've got here in my box, this is from S&T Chocolates.com. I've got some, I call them wiggly worms, but they've got some lovely name like Jaffaroos or something. Oh no, these are Jaffaroos, Paul Andrews. And these are fat-free and gluten-free.
Yeah, yeah.
They can eat as many as you like.
Yeah, they look like they've got zero calories.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So a little bit of a sugar rush today. I might annoy you. Who's the sponsor?
Well, you annoy me anyway, so that's beside the point, isn't it?
So sweet of you to point out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who's the sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Sarah Poole, who is an organiser of events, floristry and weddings. And we're going to be talking to Sarah later on the phone as well.
Where's she based?
She's based in North Kent somewhere.
Fabulous.
Yeah. No, not fabulous. She's not based in Fabulous at all. Where's Fabulous?
In Fabulous.
Fabulous
North
is
Kent.
In Florida, isn't it?
It's bound to be. No, I think it's probably, what's that place, Las Vegas. That would be where Fabulous would be.
Oh, right, okay.
With Shirley Bassey on the top.
No, it's Celebration. That's what I was thinking of. That was a village in Florida.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's next door to Fabulous.
That would have Shirley Bassey on the top singing Hey Big Spender,
oh,
wouldn't it?
Oh, she passed away today.
Shirley Bassey? No, you're thinking of Shirley Temple.
Oh, Shirley Temple, yeah.
The one with the ringlets.
Yeah, that's the one.
Don't say Shirley Bassey.
Shirley. Yeah.
Kel or her.
Absolutely.
You always get Shirley's mixed up.
We do, yeah, Shirley.
Surely you're wrong.
Don't call me Shirley, yeah.
The old jokes are the best.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Big birthday wishes to Mr. Alex Washington. Happy birthday, young man.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a fabulous day and many, many, many happy returns.
I wonder if he's got the day off teaching.
No, I saw him tweet earlier that he was teaching some of his fabulous Microsoft tips and tricks earlier on. So do take it easy, Alex, and remember to enjoy the day as well. But he loves his teaching. He loves what he does. And
he's a darling.
He really enjoys it.
If he can teach you.
He's really, really good at it. Yeah, he even taught me. That's how good he is.
The trouble with mohair sweaters, Paul Andrews, is it all the fluff gets up your nose.
Yeah.
Do you find that? With a cowl neck.
Yeah, well, sorry, that's why I left my mohair vest off. It was
you
annoying.
Like the string one that you knit, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Oh.
Campusradio.co.uk.
Can we go now?
That's it. We've done it now.
We've got a fabulous guest.
We've got a fabulous guest. Oh, yeah, I knew there was something I needed to tell you.
Yeah, with a waistcoat.
We have got a fabulous guest with a waistcoat, and we'll be talking to Simon later on in the show. But we have got some apologies, because one of our guests was unable to make it.
Oh, I know.
Because she had a bit of an altercation with one of the millions of potholes that are in our roads at the moment, and her car got damaged. So Judge James isn't able to join us today, and we hope that she's okay. She was okay after the little contretemps.
She didn't get whiplash.
But her car wasn't. No, she was fine, but her car definitely wasn't. So keeping our fingers crossed for you, Joe, that it's not too expensive for you. But she'll be on the show later on. In a couple of weeks, we'll reschedule her. Sorry we can't bring you Joe today.
We should have got AK Pet Services to give her a lift, shouldn't we? He's always taking, you know, birds around.
I don't know where you're going with that, and I'm just going to look at you and think, go on, dig yourself out of that one.
I know, you could have helped. I saw your face.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't going to get involved.
Well, parrots.
I'm not going with that. Joe, she just called you a parrot.
I did not. I'm sure Joe's more of the flamingo type.
Yeah.
Long-legged and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty flamingo.
She's lovely. Anyway, and she will be joining us in the next couple of weeks, and she sends her a profuse apologies. But I don't even get me started on potholes. Two tyres I lost on Friday.
Well, and on your vehicle, tyres probably cost about £2,000
each. I had to get a mortgage to get them.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. I know. Venom Tech are already tweeting in. It's time to listen in to Business Bunker for tunage and your local business news with Jules Serkin and a mention of you. Have a great show, guys.
You, young lady, are reading from the top of the list.
Yes.
And I've told you about that before.
I know.
Whereas I'm going to start at the bottom of the list, at the earliest ones. And we've had tweets from the aforementioned AK Pet Services, Mr. Adrian Kearney, and his pet taxi service has said he's listening in. Welcome, Adrian. Thank you. And the lovely Miriam McGurk, otherwise known as the author Josie Maguire, author of Tales from Turkey.
She was on Who Cares Wins.
She was indeed, yeah.
3 p.m.
And funnily enough, Creative Motion, Justin, has also tweeted at the same time to tell us that his video that he took at the Tales for Turkey promotional launch is now available. And there's a rumour going around that you and I are in it somewhere.
Oh, I hope it's the edited version.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Well, that was really supposed to be a personal interview with me, wasn't it? And then you sort of gate crashed.
Yeah, well, you dried up, didn't you?
No, I did
after,
not.
After 25 minutes, you ran out of something to say on a four-minute interview, so I thought I'd help you out.
After the vodka I've had, there's nothing that would dry me up at all.
And Pete Cook of Academy of Rock has also tweeted in, and Penny Williams of the Big Plan Group. So thank you, folks, for all those tweets. We've got loads more tweets, which we'll read out in a moment. But I'm going to start with an email.
Do.
And it's an email for a curry and beer night on the 27th of February. And it's at the Ancient Raj, which is 25 to 26 North Lane, Canterbury. And it starts at 6 p.m. And it's £25, which also includes two complimentary drinks. Now, Jules, come back. It's not for a week.
Well, first in the queue.
It's enjoy a curry and beer with Canaan Beer. After such a successful initial launch of our curry and beer nights, Canaan Beer Limited will be hosting its second gathering in Canterbury on Thursday, the 27th of February. The February Curry and Beer Night will be hosted at the Ancient Raj, North Lane, Canterbury. The evening will start at 6 p.m. It costs £25, which includes two complimentary drinks, and we would very much like to see you there. So if you can make it, please book your place. Now, I've got a web link for this, and the web link's a little bit confusing. And the web link is on the Kent Business Radio website as well. It's Cane and Beer, CAINANDBWER, caneandbeer.co.uk, /curry-beer-night-February14. Now, I checked the link and it does go to a page for the 27th of February. So it's okay. Fine. And that link is on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you click it, it will take you to the right place. I know because I tried it.
Cool. You're very diligent, aren't you?
I like to be, yeah.
You know,
wasn't he
diligent?
Wasn't John Diligent the USA's most wanted criminal at one time? Am I getting confused?
No, you are confused,
right? Okay.
Generally, but I mean, I did ask you where you were yesterday, and you couldn't remember.
I couldn't. That was worrying. That was really scary. I've normally got a really good memory, and I couldn't even remember yesterday.
But don't worry, I'm sending you to Brogdale. You might have heard on my show, Brogdale in Faversham. You're going to go and do a pruning workshop. Because I thought that you needed some propagation or something.
Yeah, but didn't I also hear that I'm doing some something else there?
You're doing quite a lot of things.
Yeah, it wasn't just pruning and
was it eating, tasting?
Yeah, propagation.
Propagation.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm on a sugar rush instead. I've had all these.
Yeah, I can see.
Go My on, brain is on the ceiling.
Read an email.
You know our friend Alistair Jessel?
I do know Alistair,
well,
yes.
Well, I've got some news about him, and this is fabulous. Hello, Alistair, if you're listening. And yes, all supplies greatly received on the Business Bunker show. Luxury ice cream maker Taywell has launched a range of Japanese-inspired ice creams and sorbets targeted at restaurants and food service operators. And the adventurous new selection features 10 ice creams and sorbet varieties, of which I'd like to scoff all, each of which boasts a delicious and unique Japanese twist that's sure to delight food connoisseurs everywhere. The new range incorporates traditional flavours long associated with Japanese cuisine, including black sesame, mango sorbet, and a green tea ice cream. Now that sounds lovely, doesn't it? Combined with Taywell's trademark smooth real dairy ice cream, or its famously crisp and refreshing sorbet. And these have already had an early interest in the innovative range, and there's a number of restaurants now that are adding the flavours to their menus, including, you might know these, Paul, because you get out more than I do, Jin Kishi.
Yeah, been there.
Chisu.
Yeah, been there.
And the Japan Centre in London.
Yeah, been there.
And the Seven Sushi in Kent.
No, I've been there.
Oh, well, perhaps they'd invite us. We could do a show from there.
I do like Japanese food, I have to say. Even Wagamama's.
Well, I've seen you in Wagamama's. Yeah. Frequenting.
I have most.
Well, you know, when I press my nose to the glass and it's cold outside and you wave me by.
Yeah, I've noticed you licking the windows.
Japanese food wholesaler Tozaki Foods will distribute the new ice creams and sorbets to restaurants across the UK. This is fabulous. Yeah. This is a coup for Alistair Jessel. Well done. And he says, we're driven by two passions at Taywell, quality and innovation. And nowhere is this more evident in our new range of Japanese-inspired ice creams and sorbets. We know that dessert remains a great opportunity for all Asian restaurants, including Japanese, so this new selection offers a superb opportunity for operators to offer options on their menu that will encourage their customers to spend a little more on that extra course at the end of a meal. Wily, Alistair Jessel, some might say. So, made in Taywell's Artisan Kitchen in Kent, the 10 products which are available currently in the new Japanese ice cream and sorbet range are, at number one, it's the black sesame. Number two, it's chocolate and wasabi.
I really love wasabi.
You do. And there's also a chocolate and wasabi sorbet, which is, I think, if Alice is listening, is good for diabetics.
Yep.
Paul Andrews, because I think it's very, very low sugar or no sugar. Mm. Kinako, soya and brown sugar ice cream.
Don't start.
The mango, which is a very, very popular one, and is also, they do a fabulous diabetic range, I believe. Matcha, which is green tea. Yud Azuki.
That's easy for you
I wish
to
I
say.
Hadn't had that vodka.
Yeah.
Yud Azuki, which is a sweet red bean ice cream. Umeshu, which is a plum wine, I'd like that one. Yuzu, which is a citrus fruit, I'd like that one. And a yuzu ice cream, which I would love. So well done, Alistair and Taywells, and get onto their website and order some for your box, your freezer box.
Fabulous.
Or your restaurant.
Taywells do innovate all the time with their ice creams, and the quality of their ice cream is superb in the first place. But the innovation that comes out of that place is unbelievable.
So we've tried them, haven't we?
I've eaten most of their stock. Yeah.
You like the licorice one, though, don't you?
I do, yeah. Alistair once delivered a 4-litre tub of licorice ice cream to my office, and I thought it'd be rude to let it melt, so I ate it the whole lot.
I know.
In one go.
You didn't save me any.
No. It were nice, though. It were lovely.
Well.
We've had a tweet from a new follower, Kent Restaurant.
Ah. Oh.
And it says, we're listening to the Business Bunker, and you're our second follower on Twitter.
Ah. Oh.
So, welcome to Twitter, and welcome to the Business Bunker.
I wonder who the first is. Probably their mother.
Yeah. And also, another new listener, Nicole Elkabas. And Nicole says, hi guys, when you're next passing Ramsgate, do visit us at the Empire Room Restaurant at the Royal Harbour Hotel.
Oh.
So I'm sure we will, Nicole.
That sounds nice. You need to also follow at @scoffquaff, guys, if your food is. Had a new tweet here at the top from, is it Slurry Energy? So I need my glasses, actually. This is the trouble.
Come on, get on with it.
Simon was trying to steal my glasses.
Yeah.
At Slurry Energy, and he says, at Jules Serkin, with no mention of you, 98% of energy in farm and slurry is wasted because farms don't harvest the gas from it. Burt harvests gas to make heat and electric. That would be good. You could probably get your Ferrari going with a bit of slurry.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, that would require two things, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A Ferrari and slurry.
Oh, no, you've got another red thing. What's it called?
Mine's a Porsche.
Yeah. Sorry. Similar.
Anyway, enough of that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage while I get our first guest on the phone.
And who are you playing?
I've got a bit of Debbie Harry.
Oh, fab.
French Kissing
in
the USA.
I like it. Valentine's.
temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Ah, bit of Debbie Harry there. Welcome back to the Business Bunker with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. Hopefully on the phone now we have our first guest, Sarah Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very fine on this sunny day.
Yeah, is it sunny where you are?
It is at the moment.
Where
really?
Where are you? We're coming.
I'm in Maidstone at the moment.
Isn't that typical? My head office is in Maidstone, and I'm stuck down here in Dymchurch, and the rain is coming in horizontally down here. So it's all sunny up there, is it?
It is. We've got a little bit of breakthrough for the time being anyway.
Cool. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you here. Why don't you tell our listeners a bit about Sarah and a bit about the lovely work that you do?
I'm Sarah Paul. My company is Sarah Paul. I am passionate about my flowers, my venue decorations, everything that makes people smile, really. I love just making people smile, especially coming up to Valentine's Day.
Wow. So just so that I know, because I was having a look at your website last night, and we put some links to your website on Kent Business Radio website. You do event planning, floristry and wedding planning, all kinds of things, don't you?
That's right.
So just run us through some of the kind of services that you offer.
My wedding packages are from on-the-day coordinations to organising the event throughout.
Oh, you don't find a bride then?
I don't find the bride, no.
Oh, never mind.
I can always try, Paul.
What's proving popular at the moment in flowers, fashion-wise? What are people going for?
A lot of people are going for the vintage look, like the wild side, rather than the dome usual side of just plain roses. A lot of people like to mix up the roses, the freesias, a bit of ruscus, some gypsophilia. Doing a lovely one in May.
Is she swearing at us?
Oh, no, gypsophilia is that little white, it's the little white cottony one, isn't it?
That's right, often or it's known as baby's breath.
Yes.
All right, okay.
You don't have baby's breath, Paul Ashes.
I'm working on it.
So that's going down well. What, with sort of ribbons and things, or?
Yes, mainly like the vintage colours, the peaches and pinks, the soft pinks as well. So it's absolutely proving to be a stunning year so far.
Fabulous.
It's only February.
Yeah, and of course it's Valentine's Day this Friday.
It is.
Somebody told me that. I didn't know.
Yes. That's why Business Bunker Radio listeners are getting 15% off any of their flower orders this week as well.
Fabulous. So if anyone listening to the show wants to order the bouquet for their significant other and they come to you before Friday, they can get a small discount, or a large discount, actually.
Yep, I'm hoping that the 15% discount is good enough for people.
I'm sure it will be.
We're better than Morrison's and Asda's and things like that.
So basically we can't buy our flowers in the garage as normal.
No, you need to keep trade local rather than give all the money to the big stores.
Absolutely you do, and we totally endorse that, Sarah. As well as the wedding packages that you were just talking about, you do floristry in general. You provide bouquets and wreaths and things like that, I guess?
Yes, I actually have a strong passion for funeral flowers.
Right.
Because to me, it's the last gift that you'll ever give anybody. As wedding flowers, hopefully you'll only ever get married once. But
it's no good saying that kind of thing around here. Jules has cornered the market in that.
Yeah. How rude.
Jules could sign up with you with a season ticket.
I have a new husband who we had a purple wedding just 3 years ago. All purple. Sorry?
Cadbury's purple?
It was a Cadbury's purple.
Yes, know so
it was.
Well, Sarah.
It was the Cadbury's purple, and it was before purple got popular.
Wasn't that Anthea Turner and the Bovey bloke when they got married?
Oh,
that
yes.
was sponsored by Cadbury Snowflake or something, wasn't it? What were you sponsored by?
Ours was sponsored by, I don't know, Fish Market, I think, in Whitstable. We had an open-top bus, and it was lovely because we all spilled out onto Tankerton Slopes and had sham carver on the front with the cotton tablecloth, which was lovely. And then we went, all got back on the bus, and we had a party, and then went along to the Petit Poisson, which is Herne Bay, which I was papped and by John Nurden, who was then editor of the Whitstable Times. He called it the Petty Poison Restaurant, which is his slant on
I have to tell you, listeners, that wedding was not arranged by Sarah Paul,
no.
who does superior
yes,
wedding
she does.
Arrangements. Not
mine was a casual affair.
Yeah, to say the least.
But are you finding that people on a budget, Sarah, you know, how are they cutting corners but still having a beautiful time?
Well, I offer packages, so the more services that you get from Sarah Paul, then the better package that we can do for the listener.
Mm.
There are some fantastic packages that we've just put up, saving all of about £300 if you have your chair covers, your floristry, as well as the rest of the venue decor.
Oh, you do the whole thing, that's amazing.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, Sarah, because you're on a mobile phone and the lines are getting a bit crackly now, so we're going to let you go. Why don't you give us a shout for your website so that people can find out more, and then they can find out how to order their bouquet for this Friday, and then should they be planning it, they can also talk to you about planning their wedding and other events. So give us a shout for your website.
Okay, the website is www.sarahpaul, mm-hmm. which is as Dorset Paul, so P-O-O-L-E,
right.
.co.uk. Our next wedding fair is the 23rd of February at the Waldrooms, 11 till 3. So if there's anybody that's listening that wants to pop along to our wedding fair on the 23rd of February, then right. they can meet myself and the team.
Fabulous. Where is that taking place again?
That's at the Waldrooms in Chatham.
The Waldroom in Chatham. Oh, I know, down by the dockyard. So the Waldroom in Chatham on the 23rd of February. Get along and see Sarah there, and you can organise your wedding package face-to-face, presumably?
Yes, I will be there.
Fabulous. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We wish you much and continued success with your business, and we've put all the links on the Kent Business Radio website, so our listeners who want to flock to you in droves to buy their Valentine's gifts can do so.
Mm.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, Sarah, enjoy the rest of your day in sunny Maidstone, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I wonder if she's the only one with sun in the whole of Kent.
Quite possibly. And isn't that typical?
Yeah.
As soon as I'm not there, the sun comes out. I bet if I go back this afternoon, it'll rain.
You're more into mooning, really, aren't you?
Am I really?
So, the Wardrooms in Chatham, what was the date, Paul? Do you remember?
23rd of February.
23rd of Feb. So, get down and see Sarah Paul. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And Sarah's website is www.sarahpaul, that's SarahPoole.co.uk. All the links are on the Kent Business Radio website, as always. We've got loads of tweets in, and I've got to start working my way through some of these.
Beaujolais boys made some cryptic comments about driving with AK Pet Services, driving with various birds in the car, lucky tarts.
Thank you for that, Ian.
Always there with a quip, isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely.
And Stephen Jenner is tweeted in, hello, listening in. Did I interrupt you, darling?
Yes, you did.
Oh, sorry, you carry on.
No, you enjoyed that, I know.
You carry on.
We've had Unite Works, the co-working space and community work hub over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, have tweeted. And also CK Motorsport. And it says, Vanilla Web, can you shout out about our charity event? Each table purchase can win 2x Formula One tickets and a British touring car hospitality. Now, he's tweeted me a photograph of the flyer.
Right.
Which is a little bit difficult to read out. So what I suggest you do, if anybody's interested, is give them a follow on the Twitter, and then you can find out all the details of this event. And their Twitter handle is CK Motorsport UK. CK Motorsport UK on the Twitter. Give them a follow, and then you can find out about their charity event in which you can purchase tables, which will give you the opportunity to win a couple of F1 tickets and a British touring car hospitality event. Lee from Ancorians Football Club
Hello, Lee.
Also tweeted and saying they're listening in. And I happen to know, because I saw the email floating around, they are still looking for a corporate sponsor for Sammy the Starfish.
That you thought was a marigold glove.
There was a... Yes.
A bloated marigold glove.
Yes.
He was a beautifully designed starfish, and you thought he was a bloated marigold glove, Paul Andrews.
Well, how was I to know?
I didn't get the link
between anchors and starfish. Anyway, Sammy the Starfish, who is quite clearly a starfish and not a blown-up marigold glove, Sammy the Starfish, he's currently naked and requires a corporate sponsor to clothe him or her in some corporate wear, so they're 20 football teams for boys, girls, youth, adult, disabled and special needs football teams. They run a whole range of football teams over there in Webway, over 20 teams in various different areas, and you can be the corporate sponsor for their club mascot, Sammy the Starfish. So if you'd like to find out about that, you can follow Lee on the Twitter, LeeJW, and it's L-E-I-G-H, Lee J-W on the Twitter. Give him a follow. And more than that, somebody please sponsor Sammy.
Well, it sounds like a good way to get round the whole of Medway, doesn't it? Quite reasonably, I'd say.
Absolutely. I mean, in Jobs and Kent...
If that's your target.
Jobs and Kent, my main company, we sponsor a number of local sports teams in different sports, netball, hockey, football, rugby, and mostly young people's teams and a few adult teams. And the exposure you get from it is huge for not a lot of outlay, to be honest.
Which reminds me, on Scoff and Quaff, we had a request today from Annie's Supper Club, and they're based in Margate. They're a gluten-free dining room extravaganza.
I was just about to read that.
Lovely.
You knew I was going to read that.
I didn't. I had no idea.
I'm just about to read that.
Right.
You tweeted me.
Go on, then read it.
No, I'm not going to.
No, don't cross your arms.
I'm going to sulk.
Don't get curmudgeonly.
Go on.
They're looking for... because they've just moved to Margate from the Medway area. That's why you remind me, Paul Andrews. Mentioning Medway, they're looking for meat, fish, cheese and veg suppliers willing to work with them. They want the whole local Kentish thing. So if you know of a meat, fish, veg or any other cheesy or any other food suppliers or anything else that you think a fine dining restaurant might need in Margate, please contact at Scoff Quaff Team, that's S-C-O-F-F-Q-U-A-F-F, or me at Jules Serkin, or Annie's Supper Club in Margate, and tell them you heard about it on the Business Bunker. And that would be great. And also, on the Superior Show at 11 to 12, we were looking for packaging people, Paul Andrews. A lot of the guys that come on the show are small producers, and they're struggling finding a British packaging company. They're getting them from abroad, which we don't approve of. So if you know of a good packaging person, I know Ken Lloyd over there in Herne, Charisma Design, he knows someone. But if you're listening and you know packaging companies that could do food packaging or distribution, please contact at Scoff Quaff or at Jules Serkin or at Vanilla Web.
Fabulous. We've also had, we got loads and loads of tweets.
I tell you what,
read an email, because I've got to check a couple of minutes
yourself,
here while
yeah.
I compose myself. And then once we've done that, we'll talk to our next studio guest, Mr. Simon Drury.
Who's waiting.
Yeah,
he's been eating chocolate bars, it's fine. Thank you, S&DT Chocolates, for those. Going for Growth in 2014. This is for micro and small business owners, and it's a workshop on Thursday the 20th of February. And it will be held 9:30 to 12:30 at the Best Western Abbots Barton, Canterbury. And it's a three-hour interactive workshop. It'll help you determine your vision for the business and set growth goals and create an action plan to grow your business in 2014. At the end of the workshop, you'll come away with an action plan to take back to your business to give renewed focus. You need to go on to www.eventbrite.co.uk /going for growth in 2014. It goes on forever, this link. So just go on to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk and book your place. There'll be a link there, and it's Thursday the 20th of Feb.
Fabulous.
So thank you.
I've got two tweets I'm going to read out.
Kent and Victor Chamber of a networking business, Breakfast with Business, which includes a full English, 8 to 9:30. Last chance to book. Go on to the Kent and Victor Chamber website. Paul Andrews.
Oh, can I speak now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, I saw you bumbling about with your tweets.
I've got two tweets I'm going to read, and then we're going to come to our next studio guest.
Okay.
I've got a tweet here from Mid Kent College, who says, woo-woo, would it be possible for a shout-out about our open evenings coming up in March? Maidstone, that's at the Oakwood Park campus on the 5th of March, and then at the Medway, down by the universities at Medway campus there, on the 11th of March. And you can find out all the details about that by going to their website, which is www.midkent.ac.uk. And that's midkent.ac.uk, and find out about the two open evening events that Mid-Kent College have in March on the 5th and the 11th in Maidstone and Medway. And I'm going to go for this. I've had a new follower, a new listener, who has requested a shout-out. And this lady has a fabulously, fabulously lovely name. And I've had a request from Ribs Susayaho. Ribs Susayaho, who is in Folkestone.
Wow.
And she assures me that her surname is Finnish. So you got a bit of Finnish with a Cockney accent there.
So is Ribs the first?
Ribs is her first name.
First name, right. R-I-B-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
I suspect it's a nickname because her name is Rebecca. But she is known on the Twitter as Ribs Susayaho. And she says, could you give me a shout out, please? If you'd like a second opinion on your marketing, the expert copywriters can be found on my website, which is Wolfplane, wolfplain.co.uk. Check it out for free. Wolfplane.co.uk. Ribs, thank you so much for that. You have the most fabulous name. And I'm going to mention you often now because I like your name.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Not the sort of thing you'd say after a couple of brandies, is it?
Yeah, but I don't have a couple of brandies, no. So I'm fine with it.
I have yours.
So what I'm going to do is get you to read it next time after you've been at the Prosecco again. So that is Ribs Susayaho from wolfplane.co.uk. Please check that out and have a look into some of the marketing and copywriting services that they offer. Thank you all. There's 129 more tweets there. I'm not going to do that. It's ridiculous. What we are going to do now, though, is talk to our studio guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio Mr. Simon Drury in the most fabulous waistcoat. And the pictures will be available later.
They're out.
Well, a very damp hello to you too, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I know you had to make a long trip over from the Gatwick area to get here to be with us, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Simon and a little bit about what you do?
I'd be happy to, Paul. And yes, the trip over was interesting. It's days like this that I wish I was chairman of Pacamac. Anyway, moving swiftly on, I am a business psychologist, a corporate mentor, coach, trainer, speaker, and almost an author. And my business is Art of Reinvention. Fascinating. The thing about Art of Reinvention is that although we primarily specialize in working with high achievers in the corporate world who are coming up to a major change like retirement, redundancy, career transition, to help them create their next chapter with as much meaning and fulfillment as they can get from it. Mm. In truth, we work with people who are coming up to a life transition. And it doesn't necessarily have to be work. What I've discovered over the years working in the corporate world is that many people get to a point where they need to change direction. They need something different. Perhaps they've outgrown the grow bag that they're in and they feel that something's missing. And Art of Reinvention will help them understand their motivations at a deep psychological level, understand who they are, see if they can work out their life purpose to give them a new direction so that they can show up differently, not necessarily in toto, but maybe certain parts of their life that they decide they need to reinvent so that they can confidently move into that next chapter and live a really fulfilling and happy life.
Do you find, I mean, I'm kind of taking a bit of a flyer here and possibly using my own experiences as well. Do you find that a lot of us can kind of get into a rut about the things that we do, and it's only when we're faced with some kind of life-changing option that we even start to think about what am I doing and where am I going? You know, we kind of go through life not really questioning an awful lot until we reach a point where we have to, and then we're a bit kind of lost in terms of what to do.
It's very common, Paul, and what I've found is that you know, the whole experience of life really comes down to feeling. And people are aware for perhaps years that something's not quite right, that they're not feeling as fulfilled as they think they should be. But they don't do anything about it. And that I find very frustrating. I also understand, because it can be a very scary prospect to reinvent yourself. And some of these people will only get to the point where they say something has to change if it is a major event.
Yeah, it's that syndrome, was it a frog in boiling water syndrome, isn't it? That you get stuck in something that you kind of feel comfortable with, and whilst you think, blimey, I need to do something here, it's easier to stay with what you know and to stay with the comfort factor that you've got until the point where it, you know, you really are forced to move, and then, you know, you have to make quick decisions. So the kind of work you do is helping people to think through their motivations and their desires and their wants and their needs and their goals, presumably.
That's correct. And it's only when somebody is brought up short, perhaps through redundancy or retirement, that they suddenly start to think, okay, well, what do I really want from life? Why am I here, even? Some of these deep philosophical questions come up into their consciousness, and unless they have answers to those questions, they can feel like they're drifting through life. And it can be a pretty miserable experience. Whereas if they say, okay, well, you know, I've got some ideas about what I'd really like to do, and although I haven't had the opportunity in the past, maybe now is the time. So all I need is to hold somebody's hand and go through a process that helps me identify who I am. So we take a look at people's self-images. How do they see themselves? How perhaps might they want to show up in life going forward? We look at their motivations, and we get very specific about the psychology of motivation, because it is unique to everybody. And once we've started to piece that together and to look at what might be their life purpose, to give them a reason to get up in the morning, even to help them validate who they are, then they start to feel more confident about creating this new chapter.
That's fabulous. I'm fascinated by this motivations, and I don't want you to give away too many of your trade secrets here, but maybe you can give us some pointers in terms of the kind of things that you'd start to work with people on in terms of motivation. Maybe the starting point even being what you consider to be motivation.
Well, that's a really good question, Paul. The thing is that there are a number of motivational models available to the general public because of extensive research that's been carried out over the years. I use a particular one that I refer to as core need theory. And that really propagates the notion that we all have these deep psychological drivers that make us do what we do, make us say what we say, and these deep drivers, these core needs, have to be satisfied. And the people that you referred to a short while ago, who tend to stay where they are, in other words, better the devil you know, they have a very high need for certainty. Now, that is one of the six identified needs that I work with in this particular model. When you have a certain life, it means that you have a sense of control, a predictability, and that gives you more confidence, even though part of you is saying, I don't want to be here, but at least I know my surroundings. It's a bit like a comfort zone in a way.
But isn't that, Simon, when you're constantly having, say you're in a situation at work that you don't feel good about, or you know it's not right, if you don't change, isn't that in the end more stressful, because you're just every day you're feeling miserable, but you're not changing anything? So
exactly right, and that's why we have to help the individual recognize that this need for certainty, although it is driving them big time to make their life predictable, that it actually is getting in their way. So we look at a range of five other core needs to help them understand their, if you like, their psychological blueprint in terms of motivation. Mm. And then once we unpack these other areas, they then start to realize that there's life out there. Mm. There is a new way, a different way. Mm. And once they go through our motivation process that is embedded in the mentoring programs that we offer, they then start to get excited mm. about changing who they are, perhaps, or changing their life. And when that starts to happen, of course, the right brain kicks in, they get very creative, think about things that they'd never even considered before, mm. and the whole feeling changes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an odd thing about human beings, isn't it? We're creatures of habit. And we get very stuck in ruts, and I spend a lot of time dealing with corporates, not individuals, but companies, that are also stuck in a rut. And they know their industry's going down the pan, but they just can't let go and mm. do something different because it requires a radical difference. And it's outside their comfort zone, and they'd much rather implode with something they know than, you know, take the risk of moving on to something different. But the interesting thing is, I think, with individuals and the kind of story that you're giving us, which makes total sense to me, is that a lot of us as individuals kind of stick with what we know because we don't have any other reference. We don't know anything else to do. So it sounds to me like what you're offering people is an insight into where they can go and the kind of things that they can be motivated by, which will actually give them the incentive to want to move. Because that's what it boils down to, isn't it? It's like anything. It's like giving up smoking or giving up drinking. If you've got a strong enough incentive, you'll do it. If you haven't, you won't. So I'm assuming that this model you've got provides an incentive framework for people to go, oh, I could actually do something different here.
We call it possibility thinking. Right. And once they've started to understand themselves at a deeper level, mm. and begin to look at their capabilities, their potential, then all of a sudden, you know, the blinkers can come off mm. and they will start to create things, ideas, thoughts that they'd never come across before. Mm. And what's really interesting about the particular focus with this model is that working with people who are high achievers, people mm. who have already become successful, and in particular those who are coming up to something like retirement, which mm. is a major issue for these people.
That'd be you, Jules.
Yes, thank you. That's right. So sweet.
We recognise that one of the other core needs is what we refer to as the need for significance. Right. And that is about being important. It's about having value. It's about being recognized. And there is a large element of the need to be different, mm. unique, and which is the reason why I wear brightly colored waistcoats, because mm. it's part of my personal brand. And when I reinvented myself and my business a few years back, I decided that this was an area that I needed to focus on. And what I've discovered through my research is that a number of these high flyers who have got lots of position and status and recognition because they are driven by their egos. Mm. And in my world, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, having an ego. We've all got one.
Yeah,
it's more about what we do with it. Mm. And the fear is that when they come up to this major change, they step away from the corporate world. The vehicle that allowed them to be authentic, to have this level of personal significance, that they're going to become a nobody overnight. Mm. And for a lot of them, it's so much of a fear that if you look at the medical statistics, what we find is that a lot of them suffer mental illness such as depression. Mm. They step away, they have no idea where they're going to go. Mm. Their self-image says, I'm a CEO. I've been treated like a CEO or as a CEO for 25 years. The world, as I've now stepped away, it doesn't see me as a CEO. I'm just another human being. So who do I show up as? Mm. And they lose their way big time. Mm. Some of them work it out for themselves. Of course they do. And sure. Local politics, or maybe volunteering in some way, trustees mm. in charities. Mm. There are a lot of ways forward. For some of these high flyers, even that isn't enough.
Yeah, sure.
And when they recognize that they need to go on having the limelight, we can help, because this is our area of speciality.
Fabulous. And do you deploy this one-to-one or in groups or both? How does it work?
We have a suite of online mentoring programs that people can engage with. So there's a lot of online work, things like questions to answer, activities, exercises, things they can download and work on. There is also one-to-one work if that's what they want. And also we pull people together in a group, people who are on the programs, and we have events so that they can all get together under one roof and have a shared experience and get really creative and bounce ideas off one another. It's very high-powered and very exciting.
It really does sound interesting. Now, you made reference when you first started to Almost an Author.
Yes. Well, Almost an Author in as much as I'm halfway through writing a book.
Right.
And I've been halfway through writing a book for the last 5 years.
Right, okay.
And it's not my chosen method of communication. I'd much rather be on a stage or on the radio or on the TV.
Yeah.
And so I'm downloading all my thoughts and experiences around reinvention, and particularly the psychology of motivation, and eventually I will produce a book, and it will help in terms of raising my credibility and my profile. It's just a bit of a challenge at the moment, but it will happen.
It's funny that I've been approached a number of times from people saying, why didn't you write a book? And I go, because I can't. And they go, no, you could. No, I can't. It's not my medium at all. I'm like you. I prefer the spoken word. TV isn't my medium because I haven't got the face for it. But radio, podcasts and things like that, or speaking on the stage, is where I feel most comfortable. So I empathise with you on that.
And, you know, there are people who I work with who still have a message inside them. They still got something they want to do for the world. One of the other core needs that we work with is the need for contribution. They want to make a difference in the world somehow, perhaps leave a valuable legacy. And stepping away from their work situation means that that ability has disappeared. So what we do is, using their creativity, is to ask them to explore ways that they might get this message out. And, you know, some of them turn to writing, some of them turn to public speaking, some of them turn to the media, and voluntary work, of course, so they can go around and share their wisdom. And that is another important angle, because a lot of the people I work with say, well, you know, my age and my target market is 50 plus. A lot of people who are older than that say, well, you know, I'm on the scrap heap now. Who will want me? The truth is that they've got 30 or 40 years of insight, experience, knowledge. And one of the other things that we help them with is thinking about how they could bottle this wisdom. If it could be turned into a package, what might that look like? And it becomes a saleable commodity. So, and these people aren't ready to retire necessarily. They've still got something to offer. So they end up, many of them, starting a business of their own. And that way, they've got a vehicle that they can market their product or service.
Absolutely. I can help you there, because it's an area that I'm involved in my business. Nowadays, people, men and women, in their 40s to 60s are in huge demand, especially in the SME marketplace. So that is a sea change from a few decades ago, when, at middle age, you were kind of struggling to get work. Now it's completely different. It's the other way around. Unfortunately, at the moment, for some people, youngsters find it harder to get work than people in their later years. Could you, Simon, if you don't mind, could you tell us what the different categories are that you look at in this model? You said there's five.
Yeah,
things
I was
you
interested
look at.
The five.
Well, there are six in total.
Oh, six.
Yes.
I beg your pardon.
The six core needs are the need for significance, I've mentioned, which is based on importance, individuality and ego. There is the need for certainty, which is based upon surety and predictability and control. The need for variety, so those of us who really don't like a predictable life, and we tend to go for the shiny things, so therefore we become consummate plate spinners. And
I don't know anyone like that.
And sometimes it can be overwhelming. However, we need to have this stimulation, this variety in our lives.
That would be a Gemini, I think.
Oh, possibly. You've sussed me out already.
Are you a Gemini?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the need for contribution, which I mentioned, the need to give back, to make a mark, to leave a valuable legacy, perhaps. Mm. The need for connection, which is based on the desire to give love and receive love, and that's also shows up as the need to belong to something valuable, to belong to a group, to be accepted by other people, the need for growth, which is about realizing personal potential,
right,
and what Abraham Maslow once referred to as self-actualization. And it can be upskilling, it can be educating, ongoing education, mm. Just because people feel they need to become more than they are right now. Mm. Now, was that five or was that six?
Oh,
it
I lost like, track.
No, I was six. No, that was six.
Yeah.
You got the six. Yeah, no, it's fabulous.
It sounds to me like you're continually, with your field, you're continually having to keep your brain ticking to give people these innovative new tools, really. So what are you doing to keep abreast of it all?
Well, I go to seminars, I study, I read books, although I'm not a brilliant reader, I have to say. I'm a bit slow. I tend to read at the speed I speak, which means I take an age to read books. And so I'm always looking to gain new information. And a lot of the focus in my work is evolving.
Right.
And what was current and absolutely potent 5 years ago perhaps has been reinvented.
Yeah, sure.
So I need to keep up with that.
Mm.
So it's important that I walk my talk. Mm. And of course, the whole thing about reinventing oneself, I'm doing that all the time.
Mm.
And so I have a story to tell. I can share it with other people about my reinvention journey. And that gives other people some hope and some insight into how they might do the same for themselves.
Fabulous. We could talk about this for a long, long time because it's a fascinating subject and it's a very powerful subject. But we're kind of running out of time a little bit. Simon, give us a shout for your website and Twitter handle and any other way that people can find out about you and your work.
Of course. The website is www.artofreinvention.co.uk. My Twitter tag is at Simon T. Drury, and that's capital S-I-M-O-N, capital T, capital D-R-U-R-Y. And my email, should people want to get in touch, is simon@artofreinvention.co.uk. And I've got an offer that I'd like to share with the listeners.
Brilliant.
And that is that you can actually get involved in this through my website. I'm offering a complimentary 45-minute strategy session for people who want to start the process of reinventing themselves. So we look at the key motivators that really have got you to where you are now and some other important factors. And so I'm happy to offer my time, 45 minutes, if you want to start the process. You can also, and you can register for that on my website. You can also register for access to three what I call pillar videos. There are five key pillars to my work, and they're only about 5 or 6, 7 minutes long, but they look at three of the key elements to the whole reinvention program, and put your name down, register for those, and I'll send you the link, and that'll start the ball rolling. It'll give you some confidence and get you thinking about all sorts of other possibilities, how you can show up in your next chapter going forward. So, and if you want to drop me an email and share anything, that would be absolutely fine. Be happy to talk with you.
Simon, thank you for that. That's absolutely fabulous. All those links to Simon's websites and contact details are already on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will be there in perpetuity. So do follow up with that if you'd like to find out more about Simon's work. For the moment, Simon, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, but it's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you about the work that you do.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jules. It's been a pleasure for me too.
Very interesting.
Absolutely. I'm going to play some tunage now.
Oh, what have we got? More
Guess
Valentine's?
What? Nah.
Something
following
awful.
On from what Simon was saying, but it changes.
Oh, lovely.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the baker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man. To be a different man, time may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. I watch the ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to blow up on all of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left is up to her next event.
Time may change me.
You can't twist time.
Strange fascination.
Temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
That was Changes, David Bowie. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the gorgeous Jules Serkin. And we just heard from Mr. Simon Drury with a fascinating insight into motivation and affecting change in your life. And it's a topic that I want to come back to in future
it's
weeks.
It's made me think.
Oh, God.
Which is quite something.
I know. Yeah, you're not going to believe this, listener. She's really on a roll now.
No,
she's,
it's made me think. I'm going to read an email.
I would if I were you.
So we have a networking lunch with business, which includes a two-course lunch. This is 12 to 2, and it's on the 27th of February, which is a Thursday, at the Ramada Encore in Chatham. And this is chamber members, £20. This is Kent Business Chamber. And non-members are £25 plus VAT. And all the details of that will be on the Bunker website, which is www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or you can go on to www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk events. Lots of stuff going on. They also have an after-hours club, which runs 6 to 7.30, and you don't need to book for that. You just turn up, and there's events there at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury and with F. Keys.
Birthday boy.
Yeah,
Alex.
Birthday boy in Rochester, and that's on the 18th of February, so
fabulous.
Trot along there.
Jules, are you a hidden gem?
I am.
Hmm.
And a Gemini.
Manufacturers in Kent and Medway, get your skates on. You have under a month to enter the Business Oscars of the Year. you are probably one of the best manufacturers in Kent and
Medway.
That'll be Component Force, that'll be.
Yes.
They should be in for this.
Yeah.
You have traded for over 2 years and have over 70% of your manufacturing processes in Kent. You need to shout about it. MASS, which is the Manufacturing Advisory Service, is delighted to sponsor the brand new Best Manufacturing Business Award as part of KEBA 2014. KEBA, for those that don't know, is the Kent Excellence in Business Awards. And KEBA recognise and reward excellence. And this year, there's a brand new category for Best Manufacturing Business. It's sponsored by the Manufacturing Advisory Service, MASS, and ABS Law. The award will recognise the importance of our manufacturing base here in Kent, and the Oscar can go to a manufacturer of any size. If you can show outstanding performance, commercial success, growth, innovation, continuous improvement, and meet the entry criteria, then you should win a most impressive trophy and the respect of the region and so much more. So if you run a manufacturing business in Kent, why don't you enter for that? You really should, because we have some fabulous manufacturers in this county.
We do, and just to remind you, we're looking for packaging people for the Scoff and Quaff show for various food producers that come on our show.
Fabulous.
UK Speed Networking, get connected, 26th of February, 12 to 2 o'clock. Expand your business network and win new work at our first Speed Networking lunch. And if you've never been Speed Networking before, it's an incredibly effective way of making new introductions. So you're guaranteed to speak to all the delegates on a one-to-one basis by moving around the room and pitching them your business offerings. It's £15 plus VAT, including lunch and refreshments. And you need to go on to www.eventbrite.co.uk/speed-networking-lunch-Sittingbourne. Cool. That will be on our website after the show, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fabulous. I've had a tweet from a new listener, and it says, Vanilla Web, can you help us spread the word about our charity auction? And then they've done what the other people did, and they've put a photograph of their flyer, which makes it incredibly difficult for me to read the details. So I suggest again that what you do is you follow them on the Twitter to find out what it's all about. And their Twitter handle is Sky the GSD, SkyTheGSD, Sky the GSD. And they have a charity auction going down, which they'd like your help with. So do follow them on the Twitter and find out about that, if you would, please.
We've had a tweet from B. Halling.
Halling.
At B Halling, and she says, hello Jules Serkin and Vanilla Web. LinkedIn workshop with Leslie Morrissey is in Ashford on Tuesday the 25th of Feb. And there's a link there on Twitter if you follow her, but we'll put that on our website after the show.
Cool. Sarah Silver of Connect_Trans on the Twitter has said, Kent businesses, you should be listening to the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Web and her on channelradio.co.uk.
And the Telcare team are listening in, and they're saying they're rocking to David Bowie in the office. Changes. So cool. Hello to you.
Who was that? Echo Media?
No, that was Telcare and the team.
Oh, right.
Lovely Lisa.
Because Echo Media are listening. I went to their place, the old Printworks.
Did you?
Last week,
you mean you went to see the lovely Brant and didn't
take me? I didn't. And it was good. I saw Brant and Liz.
Didn't.
No, I didn't take you. I did see the lovely Brant and the lovely Liz in the lovely old Printworks without lovely old you.
Oh, and it was
very
good too.
They are very well. They send their regards.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
No, they didn't mention
you. I can tell you're being insincere.
Gareth from ZC Social Media says, hi, Vanilla, can you give us a shout out for our guests on our next show? Of course I can. The guests on Zoe Media's social... Zoe Media. Zoe Cairns' social media show.
Yeah.
That's not easy to say,
perhaps
is it?
Perhaps Zoe Media would be better.
Yeah,
let's rebrand.
I'm going to start that again.
Yeah, try.
The lovely Zoe Cairns, aided ably by Gareth, has a new show on Channel Radio on a Monday between 11 and 12 called ZC Social Media, in which they discuss all things social media. It's a really interesting show. Their first show was last Monday. It's cracking. Their guests next Monday are Andy Olsen and the lovely Tracy Randall.
Fabulous.
Tracy is the person that organises my wardrobe.
Yeah, and you look very fetching today in a little stripy number.
Thank you.
Mandy Hare is listening. She's a regular listener now. She's addicted.
From MacGuffin.
Yeah, MacGuffin Inc., isn't it? In a nook or something.
MacGuffin UK.
Say it. MacGuffin.
You haven't got your glasses on. She's been so.
Well, I have.
She's been so vain today. No. So she's not wearing her glasses, and
shall
she can't
I tell
read
you
anything.
Why, Simon?
Yeah, go on,
you're
go
my
on.
Witness, Simon, because they're too big. I don't know. Someone stretched them, and it's not me. Anyway, Mandy Hare is saying, great interview with Simon Drury, really inspiring, and could have really done with him last year. Mm. I think that we could do with him most days, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a...
Because your motivation is well dodgy.
My motivation is very good, actually.
Oh, is it?
I'm very motivated in the morning. It just wears
off.
Yeah,
it involves waving a bottle of Prosecco in her general direction and she'll do anything.
Yeah, it wears off. I'm always quite bouncy in the morning, and then by about three, I'm knackered if I've been at my desk. So I shall be speaking to Simon.
This week...
Yeah.
...is the Business Community Breakfast networking meeting.
Really?
And it's on Thursday, the 13th of February. And just as it happens, I'm going to do a little personal thing. 13th of February, this Thursday, is my dear old mum and dad's diamond wedding anniversary.
Aww.
So happy anniversary, folks.
Are they going to have a knees up?
They are. My dad, bless him. My dad didn't want any of us organising a party and surprising
him. Who can blame
him? So he's organised his own and invited us.
Oh.
Yeah. Bless him.
A bit of Max Bygraves, no doubt, played there.
Oh, a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
happy
congratulations.
Anniversary, Victor and...
Betty.
Betty.
Yeah. Anyway, I was on
talking of handsome men, though.
No, hold on, let me finish this. Business Bunker Community Breakfast over at Gillingham Golf Club. It's this Thursday, the 13th of February at 7:30 a.m. And the speaker is Mr. David Bibby, who is the former managing director of FinTech, the cloud specialist. And David will be speaking about cloud technology. It's £7.50 for a breakfast. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
I'm sure that sounds great, because there's a lot going on in the cloud and I'm running out of storage every day. Talking of handsome men, Paul Andrews, we have Billy Dean at Kent listening in, and he's listening on his Twitter handle of SOS Computer. And he says, hello, Jules Serkin and him. Billy here in the office today. Been a long time since I've had the opportunity to listen. Hello, Billy Dean. I've put him on to Flo & Co, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, not for hair, but to help Flo & Co with their...
I've just had a tweet system. From Jo Dodds.
Oh, yeah?
She says, as you're ignoring me on the Business Bunker, shall I try you at Vanilla Web?
We're not ignoring her.
Say hi to the lovely Simon Drury for me. Long time no see, she says. And Simon says hi. Funnily enough, Simon said to me when he arrived at the studio, did I know you? And I said, no, I'd never heard of you. Who were you?
But why? We're not ignoring her, are we? We love Jo Dodds.
No, well, she's probably been trying to tweet into the bunker or something. She's
She uses the hashtag.
She uses the hashtag, and we can't work stuff like that.
Well, I always use the hashtag too, but I haven't got it as a search, I must admit.
I've had a tweet.
Me.
I've had a tweet from a lady called Sarah Silva, and that's spelled C-S-I-L-V-A, S-I-L-V-A, Sarah Silva, and her... Twitter handle is connect_trans, T-R-A-N-S, connect_trans. And she says, hi, Business Bunker. To avoid embarrassing typos on promotional material, hire a professional. I offer proofreading and translation services.
That is really good.
That is so important. You see so many, especially with autocorrect now.
Mm. God, autocorrect is hideous.
Although I don't have an education, I am absolutely paranoid about spelling and typing. And it's one of the things that drives me nuts. Yet, increasingly, my stuff gets more and more erratic because of autocorrect.
Yeah.
And you type away, send something, and you think, I didn't type that.
No, I know.
And it's auto-corrected it. And I've sent some real choice stuff like that, I
tell
you.
I know you have.
So, Sarah, thank you for that. Do please follow Sarah on the Twitter and find out more about that. That is a very useful service. And Ribs, Susayaho. I'm on a roll with this
now. You love that, don't you?
She's tweeted, thanks for my shout-out, most kind.
Doesn't sound very Norwegian, does it?
It's Finnish.
It doesn't sound very Finnish.
Yes, it does.
Susayaho.
Yeah.
Bisc Controls. Oh, Simon's going for more S&T chocolates. Which one are you having, Simon? Oh, yeah, they're orange. Lovely. The orange chocolate, orange is divine. I've had a new follower, Bisc It Controls, and he says, Jules Serkin, we manufacture energy-saving products that reduce the consumption of heating fuel in homes and commercial properties by up to 40%. So this sounds good. It's Hydro-Genie, but the Twitter handle is Biscuit Controls, B-I-S-K-I-T Controls. 40%, that sounds good if you could save that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Joe has retweeted. I tweeted before Simon came on, and yes, of course I used the hashtag.
I haven't seen it, though. Sorry,
no,
Joe.
No, sorry. Well, we have now. We have now. She's done the right thing.
Well,
she's got to us.
I'm getting at VanillaWeb tweets, and this is from Alex Waterton. He's putting V-A-N-N, and I'm still getting it somehow. That's really odd, isn't it?
You need to speak to Sarah Silver there, Mike, because you got typos, mate. Lee, the lovely Lee Bennett, who is MDP underscore Lee, L-E-E,
yeah,
on the Twitter. She says, we've got early bird tickets for the Folkestone Proms on the 28th of June on the Lees. They're only 15 quid. So please go to folkestonefestival.org to find out more about that. Thank you for that, Lee.
And
we certainly will.
I hope you're recovered from your appendix, darling.
Well, I didn't know she had appendix.
Yeah, she hasn't now.
She hasn't now.
She's like, rabbits don't have them, do they? Rabbits don't need them.
I wouldn't know about that.
You
but
only
anyway,
know about
coming back to
squirrels.
Lee, I didn't. So Lee's had appendicitis,
yeah,
has she? Lee,
yeah, she
hope you're better. Hope you're feeling better.
Advantage Catering, been a Twitter follower for some time, but listening for the first time today at Channel Radio, at VanillaWeb, at Jules Serkin, will do so again soon. Well, also listen to at Scoff Quaff, because Superior Show, 11 to 12 live, every
cool.
Tuesday.
Did you read out the SOS one from Billy?
Of course, but I'm wondering how he escaped my wardrobe.
Yeah, because Billy's here in the office and he's listening, and we don't know how that happened.
No.
Because he's normally locked in Jules's wardrobe.
Yeah, in case of an emergency.
Absolutely. Kids go free at the Hythe Imperial.
Do they?
Yeah. This half term, families will be heading for the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa for a break by the sea. Mm-hmm. And now the hotel is offering something unique for all the children that are checking in. For decades, the Hythe Imperial Hotel, with its stunning views across the sea, has been considered the perfect destination hotel for families with children, particularly as children go free at half term. Children will receive a special welcome at the kids' check-in, manned by Coco the teddy bear.
Oh.
They will all receive a special fun pack on arrival. Each child can enjoy board games and the outdoor play area as part of their stay. Older children can try their hand at tennis or golf. Joe Betteridge, who's the hotel manager, said, we are keen to welcome the whole family, and this initiative is fun and unique for our younger visitors. It takes under an hour from London by car and only 35 minutes by high-speed train, making us very accessible for a week by the seaside.
I wonder why it's Coco the teddy bear, not Coco the clown.
The Hythe Imperial Hotel's top three must-dos are the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway, which has steam and diesel locomotives, and it's a Kent mainland railway in miniature, the Port Lim and Howlett's Animal Park, and the Folkestone Quarter House, and don't forget the Apaca Farm here at Haglands,
yeah,
where Channel Radio are based.
We've had a new follower, and I'm saying a big hello to them. It's at Barovo.
Barovo Translations.
Yeah. Oh, you're so...
That'll be the lovely Annette Bunn.
You're so witty today, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
By the way, talking about witty and new husbands and alpacas, my new husband got back from Saudi Arabia yesterday. You can follow him on at Frontier Funds. He's writing a book on Frontier Fund emerging markets. So he's been all around Africa. He brought me this picture back of these Saudis that bundled this huge camel into the back of a truck. And there's this camel just going along in the back of a truck. And camels don't really do much. They're not very... So it's just looking, you know, looking out. Rather charming. I shall tweet it out later on for you, Paul Andrews.
Fabulous. Joe has said, rabbit's appendix. That is so random, Jules.
Yeah, they don't have appendixes.
Yeah, we really needed to know that.
Well, you never know. There might be a vet listening. B. Harling is saying, please shout out for local Ashford
hauling.
Businesses.
It's hauling. The word is hauling. B. Hauling.
Wouldn't there be a W there?
No, hauling.
Harling.
No, hauling.
Okay.
It's a place.
Oh, but she is, that's her surname.
Is it?
Yeah. So it could be Halling.
Well, cool. Trust me, it's Halling.
Okay. She's saying, please be quiet, Vanilla Webb, she says. Please shout out Jules Serkin for local Ashford business, Authentico hyphen, I'm never going to get this right, hyphen chalk hyphen paint.co.uk. What is this paint, we ask? Let's have a look on Twitter. So it is Authentic Paint, home of probably the best furniture and wall paints available. I need that because I bought some shabby chic furniture and I wiped it over Authentico paint and it came off with us, you know, so I need something that doesn't come off when you wipe it, so I shall be in touch.
Wow. Billy's business partner, SOS Computers, in Glasgow are also listening.
Okay.
Hi, okay.
Hello. Which reminds me, there's a St. Patrick's Supper. Have you got any Irish music?
No.
Saturday the 15th of March, smoked haddock with Col Canon. What's Cold Cannon?
Cold Cannon is this is the woman that does a superior food and drink show.
I don't Cold do
Cannon.
An Irish superior food and drink
Cold
show.
Cold Cannon is mashed potato and cabbage.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potato, mousy. There's a cream of leek soup with Irish cheese, ham hock terrin, terrine.
Oh, you are on a roll today,
know,
aren't you?
I know. I'm actually feeling a bit odd. I've had so much chocolate on the
That'll be what
superior.
It is.
I am. I'm bombed out my brain on chocolate. Beef with Guinness casserole and mustard dumplings. That does sound nice. Mussels with Irish cider. Traditional Irish stew. A Dubliner cheese tart, Paul Andrews. Irish cream cheesecake, Guinness chocolate cake, and Irish apple flummery with old biscuits. Book now.
Is that a South African version or what?
Book now, Paul Andrews. It's 01303 873 535. 25 smackaroonies per person. I expect there'll be a drop of Guinness there too.
You always manage to do this. You've now started a viral thing about rabbits and appendix.
Yeah.
And Leah's tweeted, lucky rabbits. Thanks for the mention.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. And poor her, not having her appendix. I expect she's lighter though.
And Joe Dodds reckons the plural is appendices.
And Lee, are your ears growing? And are you getting little whiskers? We want to know. Start a regional volunteer group with your friends, she said, trying to be sensible. Support breast cancer research by volunteering in your area. And this says, dear Paul, with no mention of me, my name is Liz Wilson and I'm writing to tell you about something fantastic you can do to support the breast cancer campaign. There's an amazing network of regional volunteer groups who represent the campaign in their community and they hold fundraising events throughout the year. And she said, I started a group, which is Beth's Pink Ladies, with my friends in March 2013. And I recently lost my best friend, Beth, to breast cancer. And she was aged just 34 and thought it was a wonderful way to remember her. So we're really sorry to hear about that. And so if you want to get in touch and organise an event for breast cancer research, you need to contact Natalie at the campaign for a chat. There is a phone number which I'll read in a tick, so get your pen ready. And this is from Liz Wilson, chairperson of Beth's Pink Ladies. You need to email volunteer@breastcancercampaign.org and you can phone 020-7749-4113. Thank you for that, Liz, and we will put that on the Business Bunker website after the show.
I've had an email from Caroline Love from Metis Women Meeting. She says, hi, Paul, please could you give a mention to Metis Women? We are a group for savvy businesswomen who wish to grow their businesses through support and collaboration with other like-minded women. We meet normally on the third Thursday of every month at Judd's Folly Hotel, Faversham. And there are more meetings in different locations to follow. And their next meeting is on the 20th of February. Each meeting has a theme, and this month is love. What else? We have a workshop on branding from Karen Hardy of De Novo Creative, a collaboration spot where a member opens a business dilemma to the group for advice and guidance and a chance to commit to goals for the coming month. To book on the thing, it's one of these Eventbrite links, so it's quite a long link. It's eventbrite.co.uk/e/Metis-women. It's far too long to read out. What I will do is I will put a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that, so that if you are a woman in business and you would like to go to the Faversham meeting on the 23rd of February, I think it's the 23rd.
I'm just seeing how many of these chocolates I can...
You two have scoffed that entire box of chocolates between you.
But what Simon doesn't realise is it will go straight to his head. Because I have a sugar rush. Hi, Jules and Paul. Looking forward to the show today. And would you please give a mention to the free goal-setting workshop that I'm running at the Horsebridge on Whitstable the 9th of March. So this is Brenda Cameron, who's a life reconstructor. Her website is www.brendacameron.co.uk. And on Twitter, she's at Brenda Cameron number 2. January 15th is usually the cut-off date when 95% of people have broken their New Year resolutions. Did you make one, Paul?
No.
I didn't either this year. Most people break their New Year resolutions because their goals are not compelling enough. New Year res are usually just wishes, and if your goals don't excite you, you'll never achieve them. So at the workshop, you'll learn how to create a compelling, exciting future. If your goals don't make you lick your lips, you don't want them enough. Okay, so that's on the Horsebridge, Whitstable, and it's on the 9th of March, and we'll pop that on the Kent Business Radio website after the show.
Fabulous. I've had an email from Mandy Hare. She says, "Dear Prue and Jules, I hope you're both in rude health, and it sounds like the bunker is buzzing today as usual. I was rather hoping that you could read out this email about a half-term musical theatre workshop that I'm running next week. Yes, half-term is next week. And for budding divas and divos between the ages of 6 to 11, I'm running a workshop in which we will explore the songs, dances and scenes from some of the most popular musicals on in the West End. It's running from the 17th to the 21st of February, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Assembly Rooms in Faversham on Preston Street. I've attached a flyer for anyone wishing to know more, but you can email me at mandy@mcguffin, that's mcguffin.org.uk, mandy@mcguffin.org.uk, and the website is mcguffin.org.uk, and there is a link to that already on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you have a youngster that would like to go on a theatre workshop during half term in Faversham, you need to contact Mandy ASAP, because that will be lots and lots and lots of fun.
The lovely Alex Waterton, who's having his birthday, says, yes, autocorrect works every time. And then he's put hugs, because before that he said autocorrect lesson. And he said something about I attach my cat invoice or something. He meant VAT or something. I don't know. Yeah, it has got me into trouble, auto. I think I told someone once that we were talking about eating, and I told them to eat rat protein with every meal.
Well, you should
take rat protein, and she sort of squeaked back at me, rat protein, and I meant eat protein with every meal. But yeah, Gove Acidity has woken up.
I was just going to read that.
Go on then, darling.
Rob Parker at Gove Acidity.
Yeah, he's just woken up.
He said it's the Bob Club's Canterbury meeting tomorrow morning, Wednesday, yeah, at Howfield Manor at 6:45 a.m. Oh, what? 6:45 a.m.
I really want
What's
to go.
What's going on there?
I love those
That's
meetings.
Not breakfast. That's late dinner.
I know. I'd love to go. The only way I could do that is probably go to a club all night and just
and
go
stay
straight.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
If I went out with Serenity Becker.
Oh, that would be the end of it, wouldn't it? The
pair we could have a kebab about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and then you'd be just right for your sausage and egg at 6:45 at the Bob Club at the Howfield Manor tomorrow, Wednesday. Visitors welcome.
I'd like
Thank
to
you
come.
For that, Rob.
I'd like to come.
Rob, don't worry. We won't let Jules and Becker in. Don't worry. But anybody else that wants to go to the Bob Club meeting in Canterbury at the Howfield Manor, that's on the A28 Howfield Manor, Chartham, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just outside Canterbury, and that's tomorrow morning at 6:45 a.m.
Probably.
And and visitors are welcome. And Metis Women have tweeted, thank you for the mention for our email.
You probably need a canoe to get to these places at the moment.
With flooding. Yeah, you probably do.
At Bina Briggs is tuning in, and she is.
I think Joe's being rude to me now, so I'm not going to read that.
Talking HR. Joe's always rude to you.
Yeah, that is true.
She likes me. She liked my Twitter picture.
Yeah.
She liked the colour, but I think it's because she's got red as well.
Yeah. She likes a bit of red, does she?
Go Vicinity says, we're here. We've been here. Just heads down working very hard. I know, boys. Mm. Pretty drives. Oh, hang on. Very Pretty drives the G-Tech drive. We swear by Western Digital, and Samsung drives ourselves. Synology, NAS, very good. Oh, I think that's something to do with he's talking to Ken Lloyd. They're talking sort of groovy speak, aren't they?
Yeah.
The boys.
I think I have a great opportunity for you, which I want to explain to see if this is something you might consider. I have a business analysis software package that acts as a 360-degree health check for any business. The site for the Dice Matrix model is www.dicematrixconsulting.co.uk, and there is a video on the site that clearly shows the Dice Matrix business model working and explains how it might be of value to any company. It also details all the features and benefits. I am now looking to recruit the last few people to join the initial team of practitioners to act as a route to market for the Dice Matrix model software, essentially opening the door for you with any client. to launch the first small team of practitioners, I'm hosting a training day at the Spa Hotel in Tunbridge Wells on February the 25th. And that's from the lovely Susanna Schofield, and she's the Managing Director of Dice Matrix. And you can find out about that event and the Dice Matrix consulting model by going to their website, which is dicematrixconsulting.co.uk.
Lovely Martin White has got the Going for Growth. I think I read this at the beginning.
You did, but he asked us to read it again because he's got a few spaces left.
Well, I think one was from the Abbott Spartan sent in, and this is from actually Martin. So he's on, let's give you his website first. It's www.empoweredbusiness.co.uk. His phone number is 07768267515, and Martin is at the Going for Growth in workshops, and that's on the 20th of Feb at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury with Janice Watton, the tall one. It's at 9:30 to 12:30, so not too long a day. So actually, it's something you could probably fit in if you're busy.
Fabulous.
So get down to there, and I love Martin White anyway; he's a darling. On Your Marks, Go, Get Set, or Get Set, Go, I think that should be, is a designer's guide to buying media like logo design. So I'm going to read out Nigel Stevenson's website for this. It's www.nigelstevenson.co.uk, and he will take you through the best practices on how to work out with the media trades, how to work with them and understand jargon, etc.
Fabulous. We've run out of time. I've got one last tweet from Robert Govicinity. He says, we're looking for an electrician at the Bob Club in Canterbury. I'm not surprised. I'd need a jump start at that time in the morning as well. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
I think you've been rewired.
Yeah. I'd love to say a massive thank you to our two studio guests today.
I would.
Mr. Simon Drury, motivational guru extraordinaire. And we really were fascinated by everything he had to say. And I think we're going to try and get him to come back and talk to us some more in the future. And also the lovely Sarah Poole, who offers floristry events, wedding management and event management, and she is offering a 15% discount on Valentine's bouquets if you go to her website, sarahpoole.co.uk. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Coming up later on Channel Radio at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite.
There's a queue forming.
Yeah, and then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show with 17 tracks of unsigned new and up-and-coming music. You've been listening to me, Paul and Jules. We will be back with you next week on the Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye bye.